This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The employees of many county governments will gain new labor rights next year under a bill signed into law by Governor Jared Polis. The law will allow tens of thousands of county workers to join unions and collectively bargain, though they won't be allowed to strike. The legislation was significantly scaled back amid opposition from Polis and others during the legislative session. For just over 2 years, members of the U.S. House of Representatives have been able to vote remotely. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports several members of the Colorado delegation have used this pandemic-era change.
Congresswoman Diana DeGette has voted by proxy the most out of everyone in the delegation, according to a database compiled by Cronkite News and Arizona PBS that looks at votes through the end of April. The Denver Democrat has cast 84 votes remotely since the temporary measure was first used on May 27, 2020. She's followed by Democrats Joe Neguse, Ed Perlmutter, and Jason Crow. On the Republican side, the newest member of the delegation, Lauren Boebert, has cast the most proxy votes at 50. Doug Lamborn follows. Only Ken Buck and former Representative Scott Tipton did not cast any proxy votes. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Longtime Denver journalist Dusty Saunders has died. He worked at the Rocky Mountain News for 54 years and later wrote a media column for the Denver Post. In 2012, Saunders told Colorado Matters what drew him to covering TV and entertainment.
Probably in my psyche, I grew up as an orphan in Denver, and I had a developed an ability to meet people and to make friends. And I think that kind of led me into the media world, the entertainment world, where it was a little more convivial.
Dusty Saunders was 90 years old. Colorado Springs and Metro Denver can expect some rain this evening and overnight tomorrow, too. This is CPR News and KRCC.